goddamn world keeps spinning around, and it's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the Pussy Fart Gang. With the Pussy Fart Gang. With the Pussy Fart Gang.
See, I got a mic stand, but it's wobbly. This is already off the road. Oh, you know what I'll do? I'll set it on a book so I can.
Oh, look at you! Look at this.
I know. I got a real
what
life.
What are we? A couple of professionals?
Nope. Nope.
Because we're the bare minimum you should do to have a podcast. Having microphones. It took us what now? 2.5 years.
Yep.
For us to both have microphones.
Yep. And for my microphone stand. Oh, yeah, we're so professional.
It's a cup of pens. Yeah.
Worse, it's books. It's a cup of pens. And the other thing, yeah, we're so professional. I'm like, hold on while I put a bra on. Because, and not that you need to wear bras, but I like to look, you know, look, check out the shot before we start recording to see what you have to look at. And while this is comfortable, I mean, it was just like, just nipples pointing straight out, and it was distracting for me. I was like, I'm just going to look at my tits the whole time.
Perfect.
It's too much. Sometimes it's too much. You got to cover them up.
I only have a bra on because I went to the gym. It's not even a bra.
What is it?
My tits look terrible. It's a sports bra.
Oh, yeah, well, sports
so they're
bra.
They're all mooshed together.
Well, but it's just the nipple thing. I had the other day, yesterday, in fact.
Are you putting makeup on right now?
Face lotion. No.
I was like, what is that?
I'm putting on, look.
I'm sorry. Wendy's never tried this hard to look this good. She's putting a bra on. She's putting face lotion on.
Look, I haven't seen you for 2 weeks, so I want to impress you.
Well, this is the way to do it.
I'm trying to keep the fire going. And
by applying a very, I will say, very liberal amount
oh, yeah.
of face lotion to your face.
Well, I don't know if you
she
know
has
this.
A sheen.
I don't know if you know this. I'm 37, and I done a lot of shitty things to my body. So it's like a plumping.
So why not make it shiny?
Right.
To really draw attention to all the flaws.
I want the. It's like a suit. It's like a speed plump. It actually works. It's really nice. I've been getting compliments on my skin, and that's. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, because they're like, your skin looks great. It's like a mirror. I can see my own skin in your skin.
Right. They're like, oh, well, you look great. And they're like, oh no, I'm sorry. But I look great.
I look great.
I was confused.
I look great. If you had my face, whoo, you would look amazing. I just got the visual, and it's great.
Well, I'm smoking less cigarettes, but the cigarettes that I do smoke are inside of my apartment. So that's a tip. We haven't done like helpful tips. Well, that's a tip if you're trying.
Oh, yeah, let's do some helpful tips.
If you're trying to smoke less, if you smoke in your apartment, then like you're smoking less cigarettes, but you're getting all like the same amount of nicotine.
Constantly.
Yeah.
When you sleep.
Yep.
While you're eating.
Uh-huh. It's really nice. It's like being, it's like, my apartment is like a time machine, but it just ages me forward. So I have to put, so I just sleep in vats of moisturizer.
Why is my audio guys are like not big?
Hmm.
Hey, audio guys. I don't know.
Oh, you mean the spikes? Would you speak?
Yeah. You audio guys, levels, whatever you want to.
Yeah. You know, the spikes.
We already established Wendy just got a microphone. So.
It's so fun. I just play with it in the mirror.
Yeah. You don't need to use your hairbrush anymore.
Nope.
It's great.
I just do karaoke in my mirror.
All right. So I have to. I totally forgot about this until I plugged my headphones in. And a Limp Bizkit song tried to play.
Hold,
let me explain.
Please do.
So we're going to work the other day, and we're listening to, like, whatever. We're, like, going through the radio stations, and, like, shitty Limp Bizkit song came on. I don't remember which one. Which then threw me into a weird Limp Bizkit hole.
First of all, for the record, you could just say Limp Bizkit. You don't need a shitty Limp Bizkit. It's like, okay, we get it.
You're right.
It's redundant.
I mean, not like one of the good ones, you know? Not one of their classics.
Not one of their timeless evergreen.
But so we went to the kitchen, and then I was like, oh, this will be funny. I'll put on, like, on iTunes Radio, like, Limp Bizkit Essentials. That's a fucking playlist. Their essential collection. We got it through half a song, and I was like, I can't do it. But I guess I haven't listened to music since then on my phone, so so it's just waiting. But I Wikipedia'd Limp Bizkit. This was like a whole, it went for a while. But I just need to read you an excerpt. I sent this to our lawyer to confirm this is all factual. He's still working on it.
Oh, good.
I'm just going to read this briefly. There's like an intro part that I think makes the really important part more important.
Okay.
Durst named the band Limp Bizkit because he wanted a name that would repel listeners. According to Durst, the name is there to turn people's heads away. A lot of people pick up the disc and go, Limp Bizkit, oh, they must suck. Those are the people that we don't even want listening to our music. Now here's the important part. Other names that were considered by Durst include Gimp Disco, Split Dick Slit, Bitch Piglet, and Blood Fart. Now here's the thing. So Tim and Tyler, our lawyer and another idiot, are really torn between Split Dick Slit and Blood Fart. And I understand.
Right.
But I think Bitch Piglet is really the dark horse here.
For sure.
Like, how much cooler would TRL in the late 90s have been if Carson Daly had to be like, we're here with Wes Borland and Fred Durst of Bitch Piglet.
I'm Bitch Piglet. Can I say, that would be our comedy duo name.
This is why I'm bringing it up. We've already changed the name twice.
Right.
Let's fucking, third time's a charm, baby. This is going
to, dude.
Because I'm sure it's going to get national attention because Fred Durst is going to come after us.
Yeah.
And be like, how Bitch Piglet is mine.
Dude. What? That would be like, we're like, okay, we know Pussy Fart Gang. It's too much for like public radio, but we want to be a morning radio duo and we're Bitch Piglet in the morning.
Not Bitch Piglets. Together, yeah. We form a single Bitch Piglet.
Yeah.
Fred Durst will have to pull himself away from his fucking jazz night he runs to call all the lawyers in Los Angeles.
Coming to you live. Good morning. This is Bitch and Piglet.
Who's who? We don't know.
I don't know.
It's interchangeable.
Depends on the day. Depends on our mood and how much cheese we've had the night before. We walk in. We get to the office.
How many little shits we've taken that morning.
Right. Tiny Piglet Pebble shits.
Oh, my God. Guys, that really rode me through the weekend because that was on Friday. And, if I haven't thought of Bitch Piglet. I mean, not to take away from Blood Fart and Split Dick Slit.
No.
By any means. Because those are also enjoyable.
But Split Dick Slit is so difficult to say.
I know. And Gimp Disco's just fucking lame.
Yeah.
Get it together, Limp Bizkit.
Gimp Disco?
But I would go there.
Oh, that sounds like a great place to go.
That sounds like when Bill Hader did the fucking New York club character. That sounds like the name of a place. He would have been like, go to Gimp Disco.
Yeah. That would be if I ran like an old folks home and it was like dance night, that's what I would call it. And see how I said old folks home instead of a Special Olympics dance party, which was my first thought.
Progressive. And that's progressive.
But I was like, look, that might be okay for Pussy Fart Gang, but for Bitch Piglet in the morning.
We're Bitch Piglet now. We're on the air from 5 to 8.
Right. Bitch Piglet in the morning. They're not making fun of Special Olympics people. They're not making
They're making fun of elderly people.
Correct.
Oh, I was trying to find all their Instagrams. every Limp Bizkit. It was a dark time.
Why?
I just fell into a real hole. I don't think I've laughed that hard at a series of words in a very long time. So I just was hoping that I could like find some way to hold on to it.
Right.
And like keep riding that high.
Not to keep tooting our own horn, but one
or the other thing you said. Yeah. Also the other thing
not
you said
to keep
first.
Tooting on own horn. again, I'm not making fun of anybody but myself. Oh, you could cut a couple of those clips together and we would be
Fred Durst will. When we change he's gonna mash all these podcasts.
He
probably has a team of Tylers. Both son Tylers and lawyer Tylers.
Right.
He just has a team of Tylers.
They have
for any purpose.
He's got lawyer Tylers that can put together these cases and then son Tylers that can be real sassy in court and get us convicted. And tweet about it. Our son Tyler's really killing it on Twitter, I gotta tell you.
He really is.
He's crushing it, yeah.
I just lied. I do not have Twitter. So I have no idea what he's doing on Twitter. I just see when he Instagrams a tweet.
And you're like, wow, that's a great tweet.
Yeah. Not great enough for me to ever get Twitter, but
Twitter
I'm impressed.
Is a nightmare. It's all a nightmare. All of it's a nightmare. Speaking of which, go to our Instagram, check it out.
Follow us.
Yeah, I'm started my YouTube channel up again. Whatever. I mean,
Wendy's on Twitter.
Who fucking get? I mean, yeah, I'm on Twitter. All I do, I don't even. So I have Twitter, but I mostly just use it to retweet a show. But I'm like, people are like, you can write jokes on that. I can't stare at my phone anymore. It's not. I feel so much happier when I'm not looking at my fucking telephone.
Too.
Like I'll put stuff out, and then I try to like just block it off and just in for like 2 hours maybe in the morning, and then 2 hours in the after, like in the evening later.
That's still so much.
I know.
It's still so much.
And I'll get.
And that's like good.
Right. And.
Like that's like, oh, good. You really cut it down.
Yeah. Only 4 hours a day staring. And here's the other thing. Because especially like with our job with and like, you know, because with misters, you got to post. We have to like post because a lot of people use their phone because you can do so much on your phone. And so I'll be like, okay, I need to like think of a post or I have to like edit this video and I can do it on my phone. I can do it on my, but instead I'll go on my phone to like post something for a show, which would take 5 minutes. And while I'm like, I got to think of a good caption. And instead I scroll through for 45 fucking minutes. And then I'm like, I got to put my phone down. This isn't good for me. And then I'm like, okay, but you didn't do any of the thing you were supposed to do.
Yeah, you know, it's great that Preston has like zero social media presence and hates it.
Yeah.
Like he downloaded Instagram for Misters and I've been making him like do posts. Don't worry, guys. I fucking review them. But
I was going to say, I imagine I've read the post and I love Preston. I know he's a good writer, but
he's done a pretty good job of writing in my voice. He's done a couple of them.
Has he really?
I've like changed a couple words. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I would never have guessed. I thought
because he
all
reads
you.
Them. Like every time I post one, I'm like, "Hey, read this. Should I add something?" So he's done. I'm pretty impressed. He's done a pretty good job of pretending to be me. It's almost to the point that he is trying to get rid of me.
It's all. He's done a great job. He like posts exactly how I post. You should see. He signs my name. Looks just like my handwriting.
Yeah, I found some life insurance the other day. He'd already signed it for me. It was crazy.
Yeah.
It was so great.
And
what a considerate boyfriend.
Yeah, and you'll die. So, okay. Wendy.
Literally.
Literally.
I'm literally going to be murdered by my boyfriend.
You, Megan, you are going to die. Yeah. Check it out. It's the craziest thing. He re-recorded my outgoing voicemail. Even I didn't notice if it wasn't me.
Jesus. But he's because he doesn't do it. So he like all if I'm on my phone mindlessly doing like Instagram or whatever, he'll be like, "What are you doing?" I'll be like, "I'm fucking Instagram." He's like, "Don't." I'm like, "Oh, you're right." Not like I need a fucking person to tell me not to do it.
Yeah.
But it is. It's like, yeah, I look like an asshole right now.
Yeah.
Like even if we're just watching TV or like driving in the car, me driving in the car looking at Instagram.
Yeah.
But like. It's a fucking waste of time.
Yeah, you're driving. It's like, what am I supposed to do? Read stop signs in traffic? It's like, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah, come on.
Look for oncoming
pedestrians.
Boring.
Did you see this cute sponsored ad I just got?
Look at that.
For Noom? Oh, Noom can fuck off. That's like the only ad I'm getting at this point.
Shout out to the siren. My windows are open because it's hot.
Oh, yeah. Hold the mic up to it. No one can hear it without you doing that. It was so quiet before you did that.
It's a real New York experience. Yeah, Noom. Okay, I get ads for Noom. Cool sculpting, which frees the fat.
Yeah. I haven't got that yet, but now that we're talking about it, I will. Fuck, I was talking to Rick the other day. I want to make sure that was on mic. I do not remember what we were talking about, and this is going to kill me because when it happened, I thought, I can't wait to tell Wendy about this. We were talking about something, and we were talking about sponsored ads and how that fucking cunt, the Instagram guy, was like, we don't listen. And then, like, the reporter lady was like, well, how come, like, I'll have a conversation on my phone with somebody about something and then it pops up in an ad? And he was like, so we were talking about that. And then I got off the phone with Rick and I went on Instagram before I went to bed and it was the thing we were talking about was an ad.
Yeah.
Fuck, what was it? But it was like I screenshotted it.
I'm just adding books and notebooks. There we go. Now I can sit upright. So
perfect.
I'm not hunched
now
over.
That's much better. I'm very hunched.
I had the other day, I was on the phone with my mom and we had a long conversation about how Instagram just completely, we were both talking about how the same thing like with the ads, how it like stalks you and like listens. And my mom goes, she's like, I thought everybody noticed it. I notice it so much. And even if you take a picture, like I know you don't have to post it. If I will take a picture of myself in an outfit to be like, how do I look? Or like, because body dysmorphia is a real treat. And I'll be like, in my mind, if you're just stressed out, like when I get stressed out, my go-to thing is like, I'm fat. Because that's like, and that's a lot of people.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, that's
it's so easy.
Because that's something you can fix. That's one of the only things you can even control in the world. One of the few things that you have control over is like your behavior. And we've talked about this a million times. But so if I'm stressed out about work or like just anything else, like just that I can't control, I'll freak out. And it's like, well, I can lose 5 pounds. So that's like a natural, that's like psychology 101. If you're listening to this and you haven't figured this out yet, if you get stressed out and you find that you're like, oh, I'm fat, I got to lose weight. That's because that's like something you can control and see a tangible result. That's easy to do. But so what I'll do is I will feel that way. And then I put on a bikini or I get naked and I take a picture of myself to be like, your brain is crazy. You don't know what you're saying. So we're going to take a picture. And then I want you to look at it. Cause I'll do that. And I'm like, huh? I'll see a picture. I'm like, this is not at all what I thought I looked like. So I will do that frequently. Now that sounds crazy, but it does. It's helpful for me. Now I can tell if I have gained weight. I don't even need a scale anymore. If I take a picture.
Because Instagram's like, hey, fatty, join Noom.
Yep. If I take a picture and I've gained weight or I look bloated, I get ads for Noom and Cool Sculpting and like pictures of like body shaping things where it's women just like trying to like fit in their clothes and they're like mad. And it's like, are
you
thighs?
You know what's this is interesting because I get Noom, but then I get like body positive stuff.
Interesting. Oh, my.
Like bathing suits ads, like all inclusive bathing suits. So either I'm so fat, Instagram's like, well, Cool Sculpting's not going to work for this one. Or my conversations are just different enough that they're like, wait, I think this one's okay. Maybe it's because I lie so much when I talk to people on the phone. I'm like, yeah, I gained 20 pounds, but fuck, I mean, like, it's okay. As I'm deeply crying. So maybe Instagram's like, no, this one's like into it. So quick, so throw some Twinkie ads.
As you're administering a celery enema. No, it's great. It's great. I feel good.
I feel great. I'm very confident in my body.
I've never felt better.
Which that is like fucking 2 years ago before I gained weight. And I was like 135 pounds. Quick math, everybody. This is like when someone tries to lie about their age but gives you exact numbers.
Gives you clues.
I was looking at pictures the other day, like scrolling through old pictures. I look
looked fucking great. I looked fucking great. I was a size 8. I looked awesome. And that whole time, I was like, I'm so fat. But it's just, when I was fucking 98 pounds, I thought it was fat.
Yeah.
So the fun thing is, no matter what I look like at any given moment, I'm going to hate myself.
Yep. I had the same thought, too. I was going through picture, and I do that scrolling through, like, going through pictures, and I will see photos from times where I thought I was, I remember being, like, thinking, looking at a photo and being miserable and so embarrassed, being like, I could never show this to anyone. I'm so fat. I should show myself.
Yes.
And I look at the pictures, and I'm like, I looked fine. Pictures of me when I've been thinner and pictures of me when I've been heavier than I am now. I look at it, I'm like, I looked fine. And
I know.
So that's now I try to remind myself. I'm like, if I feel, I like put something on and I'm like, I feel like my stomach's like, I'm like, oh, I feel like maybe my stomach's a little bit pokey. I'm like, you need to fucking get over it because you're going to waste. Because at this point, no matter how much I weigh, the reality of it is I'm 37. And that's not old, but that's even now. I'm like, I need to get over myself because when I'm 70, I'm going to be real pissed off if I spent my 30s and 40s and 50s.
Exactly.
Sitting around being like, I'm a piece of shit. It's like, but that's something that I've been.
I already did that my whole 20s.
Yeah.
And teens.
I know.
So stop with your new mads.
Yes.
Give me those plus size bathing suits.
Yeah, get them out of my fucking face. And then I can tell when I look hot in an outfit, or I'm like, oh, I can tell I'm thinner because I get ads for just like, it's like ads with like wafy models. And I'm like, fuck yeah, that was a good camera angle I got. Actually, and this is, I've run this test because my mirror, you know, the mirror in my hanging on the back of my bathroom door is fully like a slim, it makes you look like a size.
Oh, it's great. That mirror is amazing.
It's a skinny mirror. It's the best.
It's like a department store mirror.
Yeah. So I'll take a picture.
It's another way to put it. It's a funhouse mirror.
Correct. When I take a picture in that mirror, I get ads. That's when I get the best ads for like, I'm like, oh, look at what super skinny people get to wear. Cause like
last time I was there, you and me both, we'd just be trying and be like, oh, I look great. And then I remember like walking out in like a fucking store window and be like, Jesus Christ. How did I leave the house in this? I look pregnant.
Oh yeah, I'll try stuff on in that mirror, and I'm like, I look really great. And then that's actually the other real reason why I take a photo of myself. I'm like, no, let's really look and see if we should be doing a crop top after you ate a thing of farmer's cheese. Like let's
answer yes. Answer is always yes.
Yeah.
That's the only time.
Yeah. But oh, this one I said, my mom, we were talking about that for so long, the Instagram thing. And then I pulled my phone up. I'm like, let me see what ads I have right now. And it was ads for like tools and shit I've never talked about. And I was like, oh, they're gaslighting me. Anyway, stay off Instagram unless you're going to follow at Handsome Party Butt, at Wendy Bird 82, or at PFG Pod.
Or at Mr.'s Bake Shop.
Yes.
But really, like, if you live in St. Louis, because most of our followers live in Los Angeles, New York City. So it's not doing that much for us when I post where we are.
No, but still follow it because then it...
Oh, still follow it. And then move to St. Louis and buy things from me.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Well, follow it because then also you're going to do... you'll be sending stuff out. You guys, I really believe that one day you're going to be able to, like, send frozen food out to people.
We're working on that. We got a freezer.
Awesome.
So we're going to have like frozen stuff available at one market.
Did Preston buy the freezer to surprise? Hey, hon, I got a freezer.
Yeah,
I want you.
That's where I saw the life insurance form he'd forged my name on.
Yeah, it's in a giant freezer. It's huge. I mean, I don't know how many hand pies we can fit in. I could fit two.
Do you want to get in there? Do you maybe want to get in there and just see like how much space is
in
there?
Yeah, just like feel around.
And then he was like, yeah. And it was like, if your leg was kind of broken backwards, I think you'd fit in there really good. And I was like, that's a weird thing to say. And he was like, oh, yeah, I don't know why I said that.
Yeah. No, you know how they measure, like, horse in hand? Like, when they measure a horse, they measure horses in hands. So I like to measure humans in hand pies. So I just want to, like, look at you. If I bent your leg back, like, that would be how many hand pies. I know it sounds like weird math.
It sounds weird. Also, the first you said, they measure horse in hands. Was the first way you said
it. Yes. Now, listen.
Oh,
I'm just in a weird, that's right up there with Bitch Piglet for me right now. I don't know why I find that so funny.
Well, it's fun when we're people who, two people who are, this is what I like about this podcast. Our jobs are that we,
nothing.
Right. What I like about this podcast is that we get to look at each other. Honestly, that's the only thing I really like.
Yeah.
It's this, you know, a lot of podcasts, because it's a job where people, the only job is really to talk. And I think that's what people like about us. It's a very raw podcast because our jobs professionally are to talk. Your job, part of your job is cooking, but also you are talking while you are serving people. On this podcast, in theory, we should be able to talk, but we like to keep it real. This is the real, real.
Because you do stand-up where it's very important to say words correctly.
Correct.
And I'm selling food, which is very important to say words correctly and not mention cum or blood farts or any sort of reference to any new metal bands. It's very important I don't say those things while trying to sell delicious food. So this 1 hour a week is our time that we can be like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Who really does need to say words correctly or in any order?
Yeah, we talk.
Run on sentences, give them to me.
Give them to me. Horse in hand? Sure. Say it.
Commas, never heard of them. Pauses where they don't need to be? Sure. Both stop talking at the same time? Perfect.
And
talk at the same time? Even better.
And that's where I'm going to sync up this episode, is right where we talk over. I find, because a lot of times, a lot of people, they're like, you know, with Marty, and God love him, God bless him, but people are like, we should clap and have a marker. I can normally sync up our audio because at some point we speak over each other. And
perfectly.
Yeah.
We can never do it when we want to.
No. It's always on accident. This bra, this is like a bra that I got from Calvin Klein for free, so it is. Too small and too big. So it's too small around the back and too big in the cups.
That's exactly what you want in a bra.
Yep.
Too small and too big.
Too small, too big. It is. God bless. Okay.
I fully gave up and I'm just getting Target bras.
Target bras are fine.
I mean, they're like ugly. They're called t-shirt bras. They come in gray and cream.
That's... What, I mean, would you want like a big lacy?
No.
No.
No. And they're really comfortable.
And you already have...
No underwire.
See, but here's the thing is, I feel like fancier bras should be made for people with smaller tits because we have to really like have a show when we take off our shirt. If you're a C-cup...
That's a good point.
If you're a C-cup or over, it's like, you won. You already won. Nobody cares what the bra looks like. You already have...
Well, I think that's why they do that. That's why they sell, like, if you have, like, you know, double D, bigger than double Ds, you just have, like, one ugly bra choice. Because the fashion designers, as we all know, either old fat gay men that don't give a shit, or very skinny people that are just jealous of your huge cans. So they're like, fuck you. You don't get to pretty those things up.
Right. We're giving you the options of gray and beige and fucking Noom ads. We're giving you coupons for Noom when you buy your bra.
Right? By the way, I signed up for it because they had like a free like 2 week thing.
Okay. How is it?
Because I keep getting fucking ads for it. It's already over. I canceled it. This is the thing, and it's the thing you and me like think is not great. So their big thing, because I was like, it's all fucking ads on Hulu. Like, Noom has entered my life fully.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's anyone else that's getting it this much. So I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to try it and see what it is. So you, like, take a quiz. And then, first of all, you have a coach. Which, you don't have a coach. That's definitely not a real person. Like, it's obvious. It's obvious it's not a real person.
Oh, you don't think that they've got like...
It's like an algorithm. Yeah, they have thousands of fucking personal trainers and like life coaches sitting by to text you.
Right.
Fuck off. But their big thing is that you weigh yourself every single day. I know. I knew you'd make that face.
Boo.
And I did it. I totally did it.
for, I did it for like 10 days because I canceled early because I wanted to make sure it didn't fucking charge me like $50 or whatever it is. So I did, but I did my regular thing, like went to the gym and you have to plug in your food, which like, yeah, calorie tracking, whatever. But you have to weigh yourself every single day. And that I was like, and it's within that 10 days, I went, it was a 4 pound range. Like one day I weighed 2 pounds more, next day like 0.8 pounds less, then like a pound and a half less, then 2 pounds more again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's like anything, I just think that it's more, which is genius on a marketing level, I think,
yeah,
to emotionally fuck somebody up.
Because what you are doing.
Because then they're going to become, like what that's doing, I think, is creating, I'm sure it works for people and that's great, but I think that that is doing more harm. I don't think there's any reason to weigh yourself more than if that's what you're into once a week.
No.
And having once a week, like first thing in the morning, every Thursday you weigh yourself and you log it. Okay. If you just want to track. But every day is like, that's just like psychological warfare with yourself.
Yeah. Well, and that's what, and it sounds, the Noom sounds like it just creates an eating disorder where there doesn't need to.
Exactly.
That's all it does. It's because, well, and it's like, it's the same as any addiction. Obviously, like doing heroin, you know, is gnarlier than weighing yourself every day. So I'm not trying to say that, but it's still, it's all addiction. And so if you can get someone in this thing of like weighing, it's just not good. Like, the easiest thing to do is, like, even for me, like, I have no idea how much I weigh. Could not tell you. Like, I could probably guess, but I don't even want to do that. My Fitbit was like, how much do you weigh? And I said, none of your fucking business.
And you said, fuck you. What are you, my doctor?
Yeah. And I.
Oh, you want to know how old I am, too?
Yeah. Oh, I guess. Yeah, but it's, yeah, it is like all those things, and I get it, but it's like, it's
the one cool thing it does, because you have to log in, you're supposed to go in every day and like do all these like 7 steps, and a lot of it's like articles and information that they want you to read. And I think that is cool. Like, if you want to sign up for the free trial and you don't know a lot about nutrition and calories and stuff, because it's all that shit.
Yeah.
It's like they have red foods and yellow foods and green foods, which I'm sure you could figure out what those foods are. So it's like, you know, it's teaching people about that and the effect calories in, calories, like all that shit.
Is that like spicy, medium, mild?
Exactly.
It's like a heat.
That's why I was like, I went all red.
Yeah.
And then I gained 15 pounds in 10 days.
But I thought spicy food is supposed to help you lose weight. I'm confused.
And then I sent a message to my personal life coach and she sent back a smiley face. I don't know what that means. And a thumbs up. You're doing great.
Yeah, I got a thumbs up and an ad for Cool Spa. Or Cool Sculpt, whatever the fuck it's called. Yeah, the easy.
I'm sure there's both.
Yeah. Well, and I know we talk about this so much on the show, but the food thing is something that if it's something that you struggle with or you think about, it's something that people think about all the time. The easiest way with nutrition, obviously, like, learn about that stuff. But I found when I was a trainer, the people who were overweight, the people that were the heaviest and had been overweight most of their lives knew more about nutrition than a registered dietitian. So
yeah,
having the information.
Because they obsess about it.
Right. And so that's the thing, is it's good to have the information, but then it's like anything. It's like you and I, it's like anything. It's like, okay, you know what to do, but then are we doing it? You know?
Yeah. It's everything we do. Smoking, drinking, eating.
Yeah.
Fucking, not fucking. Speaking the English language. We know the rules and the tools. We just don't choose to follow them.
Because we are artists. We are life artists. Okay?
Yeah, that's it.
Should I eat vegetables? Yes. Okay? Did I instead go to a place where there was a prefix 3-course dessert menu? And did I buy a $12 box of cookies to share with the group as an appetizer?
Where did you get a $12 box of cookies?
Some fancy place in Brooklyn. It was actually really good. I mean, they were...
How many cookies did you get?
You're going to be
3.
Mad. You're going to be mad because I know, misters, as first of all, better cookies and a better deal.
Goddamn right.
Yeah.
At Mister's Bake Shop.
I they were at this place in Brooklyn. I even forget what it was, but it was like a walnut, sesame paste, like caramel in this like biscuit crust kind of. It was fucking delicious. But there were like six of these square cookies in there. Like they're fucking, it was phenomenal. But when I knew I was going in for dessert, and again, it was 95 degrees, and we met at 3 o'clock. Should I have been at the gym or having water and a salad? Yes. But as a life artist, it's like anything. It's like Picasso. You know, you learn the rules and then you go outside of them. And that's when you create art. And by art, I mean
eating dessert
in the middle of the day. And then I came home with the shakes. That's when I was talking to you last night. At first, I'm like, I was all fucking, and it's set up like a bar. And my buddy, whose birthday it was, Lucas Connolly, who's a very funny comedian, he's been sober for 13 years. And we were talking last night, and a bunch of people, most of the people that were there, one person, their drinks, he was this one guy that came, was working like a real gnarly hangover. So the place is set up like a bar. We should go when you come here. So they do this three-course, they have so many other desserts, but they have a prefix three-course menu, and they do like a wine pairing with it. So this one guy that was there, he goes, Lucas, I know it's your birthday, and I don't mean to be weird, but like I'm gonna drink because I'm really hungover. He's like, I don't give a shit. Do whatever you want. And there were other comics and other people there, and most of them, I guess, are sober. And one of the first appetizer course was like a watermelon yogurt, kind of like a watermelon soup with like a yogurt sorbet. And I was like, oh, this is yummy. So people are there, and we're all sharing because it was super expensive, and you know, so we're like, but we're all standing around a bar. Being loud and obnoxious, but
this is the type of thing that could only exist in New York City.
Correct.
This would not even fly in LA.
No. Yeah, because it's like, it would kind of, but they're like, wait, you're serving, people are just eating ice cream in the day? No thanks, fatties.
Exactly.
And so we get there, and it wasn't vegan, it's all full dairy, so it was really fun. So we're being loud, and
I love that that's what makes it real fun. It was full dairy, so you know what that means. Fun as hell.
Well, listen, I may not do drugs anymore, but I know how to fucking party.
I know how to party.
Now, a lot of times, you know, partying your pants refers to a huge boner or a wet pussy. When it's full dairy, it's a different kind of party in your pants. You know what I'm saying? But thank you so much for listening to Bitch and Piglet. Bitch and Piglet. Yeah, Bitch Piglet in the morning. We'll be right back. Here at Bitch Piglet, when we say party in your pants, you know what we're talking about. Some big old blood fart.
Coming up next, Limp Bizkit break stuff.
Oh my God. So we go, and the watermelon soup swirled down, and it was, and I'm like, here, do you want to try some of this? I'm like, have some, drink this. And this guy, Jake, another comic, great storyteller, he does run this fun storytelling show. He's been sober for how many years? And even though people, because I haven't made a big announcement on social media, and I'm not like fully stone cold sober, but for like, again, 99% of the time, I'm not drinking. It's just, but I didn't.
But that 1%.
Boy, when I do. And now we talked about this on the last episode, and full disclosure to people listening, I told Megan yesterday. Oh, well, the audience, they may have figured out who I fucked when I told Tyler, but I edited out like 17 minutes of our conversation because I fully gave away this guy's identification.
Of course you did.
And
Billy, wait, please, has anyone messaged you? Please message us with guests.
Yeah.
Guesses. Guests?
Yeah.
Guests? Guesses? Yes. Message us with guest ideas.
Yeah, guest ideas. Maybe I should have
God,
that.
We need it.
So the person, the last time that I drank, was of like peak drinking, but also, and I didn't realize this until I was talking on the phone with you last night, it was also, I think, my peak fuck. So I don't have the desire, like, I'm really glad that I did that. I don't have the desire to like, ooh, I wonder if I'll go out and have a fun one night stand. It's like, I've hit the highest mountain I'm going to hit there. So I really, everything's been fulfilled. I cut all that out because of the situation too. Because I was telling Tyler, yeah. I go, should I cut that out? And he goes, you should edit that all out because that sounds...
You should cut everything out. You know what? Just cut out this episode. Yeah,
don't release it.
Just to be safe.
So he's like, you only said his name once or twice. And then I'm like, well, and then I gave more of the story. And he's like, yeah, I don't know if that should be aired publicly. And I was like, all right, I'll just cut the whole chunk out. So, But I did. The person that I fucked is a person that Megan and I have talked about many times on this show.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
For all the guestes.
Send us.
That people send us.
Your guestesses. We want to DM us your guesses about who you think I fucked. Who you think we've talked about. One of the hottest people on the planet. Got a lot of Instagram followers. To me?
Well, pump the brakes on that a little bit.
Well, I don't know on the planet. It wasn't Jason Momoa. That's the hottest person.
Oh, good, because we would have got a cease and desist from him. We're going to get letters. Ryan Reynolds, Chris Pratt, Jason Momoa, Thor. Just, we're going to get a bunch of cease and desist letters.
Well, let me...
As we said, most handsome man in the world.
Let me say this. Not the hottest guy on the planet, but... Oh my God. My hand just got a hard on. I just kicked this microphone around. My finger went boing, time to masturbate.
Welcome back to Bitch Piglet in the Morning.
Boing, a ooza, a ooza,
a ooga. I just want us to do a fucking shitty zoo drive time radio show.
Yeah. Oh, well, we got to record a Patreon. So, I mean, oh, well, when I'm in St. Louis, we can do that and we'll record some videos that we can put up on YouTube. That's a great idea. Some character.
Perfect. And then we'll get our jobs.
Yes. Taken from us.
Step A, record videos. Step two, get jobs. How do you get the jobs? Recording the videos.
Step three. Get banned.
Eat cheese.
Both of those things. And in no particular order, we're going to do both of those things. Both of those things will happen. Yeah. We will eat cheese.
I think simultaneously.
Most likely. But yeah, send us your guesses about who you think my amazing fuck. He's not the hottest person on the planet, but as far as a hot person... that I would be able to engage with one-on-one. Like, a hot person that is gettable for me to fuck. Like, all the people that you named, Chris Pratt, Jason Momoa, I'm never really going to fuck those people. But this, as far as, like, a hot person where I'm, like, so hot that I'm shocked that they would engage with me, even on social media. And then to, in actual life, be like, oh, this person's going to have their face in my pussy? Are you kidding me? If I got this guy's face in my pussy for 4 hours, I'm not calling a doctor. I'm calling everybody.
Welcome back, Bitch Piglet in the Morning. And now we're just doing like weird Tim Allen Home Improvement noises.
I know. Now I am going to get ads for tools on my Instagram, but it'll be serious.
I want to get an ad to find Jonathan Taylor Thomas. That's what I want.
We got to find.
I want to see what he's up to.
Simba, where are you now?
Right? The true Simba. The one and only Simba.
Yeah.
Donald Glover.
I haven't heard. Have you watched it? Is it out yet? What's going on with that?
I think it comes out this Friday.
Okay. I just read something on the internet that it got bad reviews, and I was like...
What? I read one review for it, which I love. Also, fucking people... This is how stupid people are. People are super pissed that chick's going to be the Little Mermaid.
Are people really mad?
Because she's black?
I thought the tweet that went out with that girl, that like bitchy white girl, that was like a bot account. That was not like...
But it's become a bigger thing.
Right, but it started with, and that's the whole thing not
of
to...
Of course it did.
It started, but that's the whole thing.
Of course it
is,
did.
It started with a bot account just to start a fight, and then people jump on the... It's the craziest... The internet is... Everything's a lie except us. We're real. We're your real friends.
Everyone, we're your real friends.
This
we hang
is the
out all the time.
Only thing on the internet that's real is this show. Everything else... It's a lot of bullshit.
It's a lie to start race wars.
Correct. Honestly.
To keep us confused that it's really all socioeconomic and has nothing to do with race. We need to take down the 1%.
And this is what is like, and not to be whatever, and not to get all like conspiracy theory, but as far as keeping Trump in office, this infighting and the racism is real and it's a problem and it's real. this infighting, like Little Mermaid stuff, where people then fight within themselves. You can see this now, all this infighting within like the left, like what I consider like the good guys, where now we break apart and now it's like different groups, like trans people and like gay people, like they have yeah. accounts where they start fights within each other, and it's like no, you guys, and I get it, and feminism, and then. And I understand that, like, white femme people are like, well, white women can fucking suck our dicks. And it's like, okay, no, I see that point. I totally get it. Also, though, you have to look at the infighting, and that's, like, that's all, those are all valid things. But all that infighting, what's that's doing is that's just breaking apart the good guys, which are, to me, the...
Well, that's the point.
Yeah.
It's you take a larger group of people that share a common interest, and then you go, how can we break this into smaller groups and get them to fight amongst each other? As opposed to focus on that initial issue that they were all like, fuck, yeah, those are the bad guys.
Yep.
We need to band together against those bad guys. And then the bad guys go, no, let's confuse them.
Right. Because you look
and
at...
And make them stop working together and start hating each other
yep.
for whatever reason.
Well, that's...
And it fucking works.
I know.
Because we're fucking stupid.
And...
Because we're all really stupid.
Right. Well, and you look at, like, the Trump support. The reason I think Trump's probably going to... I don't want this to happen, but I think Trump will probably get elected again unless the Democrats get their shit together. Because if you look at the people that are behind Trump, the Republicans, people that vote for Trump, they disagree about a lot of issues. There are a lot of issues that those people just... They're like, oh, I think this fucked up and this fucked up. But overall, they're like, but overall... We agree on like one or two basic things, and so we can put our differences aside to make sure, like, for the greater good, to push our like guy forward to get our main concerns met.
Yeah, but then that's the thing, people are so fucking stupid,
and,
as previously stated.
Right, but now the problem is on our side, the good guy's side, it's like we're more sensitive and we're like, well, wait, we want to make sure that everyone's needs are met and we can see all the nuances and different arguments. And so we're like, okay, everyone's argument is valid. Let's make sure everyone is heard, which is good of us and it's smart and it shows that we're sympathetic and empathetic. But the problem is we're too smart and too empathetic for our own good. And so you can see that now, like the Democrat, you look at like the candidates, like for Democrats, 20 different people, and they're all fighting with each other. And I want to scream and be like, you guys, stop fucking fighting with each other and pull together and like back one person. The goal is not to beat each other. It's to beat Trump.
It's infuriating. And the problem is, like, I saw a bumper sticker the other day that just said any Democrat 2020. Because it's like, sorry. And I get it. Everyone can have their favorites out of fucking a million, which is crazy.
Yeah.
It also makes Democrats and liberals and whatever you want to fucking call it look really fractured and stupid.
Yes.
Like, this should be, there should, okay, you throw 20 names in the hat that, like, behind closed doors, because fuck it, we all know that happens. There's a deep state. Not really. That was a joke.
Well, and...
But, like, there is, like, people make these decisions. So what you do is, there's 20 names, and then they get it down to four. They go, these are the four we're putting out there.
Yep.
These are the four people that'll go out and do the debates. Instead, you have 20 fucking people, and it makes us look insane. It totally reminds me of the fucking election, the special election, when Schwarzenegger ran. Remember that?
Yes.
When, like, fucking... a billion people threw their names in, and it was fucking Gary Coleman and like four porn stars and Schwarzenegger. And I vividly remember it was the first year I could vote. I was 18, and I remember people talking about it, being like, oh, I'm going to vote for fucking the Terminator. And being like, oh, at 18, I was like, oh, no, don't do that. Like, I get it. It's like funny, but like then he could actually win.
Right.
Like, don't vote for someone because you think it's funny.
Yeah.
And this, it doesn't remind me of it because there's, well, fuck, one of those people has a sex tape for sure out of that 20. So it is maybe similar to the porn stars running. But it's just too much.
Yeah.
It's like, it looks like a joke.
Right.
It makes us look stupid.
And then what'll happen, and the other thing, the deep state thing, and not to be like all crazy, but like, it's to think that the people that are in government, the reason they stay there and the reason that shit happens the way that it's supposed to happen a lot of times, and not to be like whatever, but like George, the Bushes and the Obamas and the Clintons are all friends with each other. So even though like on paper they have different views and they stand up for different things, once you get, and it's like, it's, and I notice this in comedy, and I think in a lot of businesses, but especially I notice in comedy, when you're first starting out and you're at open mics and you're scrappy and you're like, man, as soon as I get famous and when I get up there, I'm bringing all my friends with me and I'm not going to toe the line and I'm going to say whatever the fuck I want and the networks can suck my dick. And then you get up into the upper echelon where you're getting money and you're booking gigs and all of a sudden you're like, oh, wait a minute. I got to fucking fall.
Yeah.
I got to fall in line because the perks are nice and I want to keep the status quo. And I see that happening with my friends here in New York and people in LA where it's like, there's certain people that they don't associate with other friends anymore because they're like, no, 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 we have to, this is a very exclusive club and this is fucking nice. It's like yeah. when you sit in coach and you're like, if I was in first class, I would, you know, when people walk into coach, I would smile and I would be like, you know, and I would like be, I would be, but the second you're
no,
first class.
No, so you're going to look down.
Like you're like, oh, this is nice. I don't want to make eye contact with anyone. I want to yeah. be like, I want to stay up here forever. This is so nice. And this, and the government is that, but like to the nth degree. And so you get, so it's not a, it's not at all like a far leap to be like, no, 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 the people that are in government and then they're like funded by like the few like ginormous corporations. So they're in the pocket of like Amazon and all these people. Like that's yeah. not, that's not like conspiracy theory at this point. It's all kind of.
No, and that's also a bigger problem than like people being upset that, you know, government makes decisions. The bigger problem is the money behind the elected officials making decisions. Because that's the whole point of having elected officials is a lot of people aren't necessarily capable, nor should they ever make big, important decisions that affect many, many millions of people.
Right.
But the interest behind the people making those decisions needs to be looked into way more. Like, that's a serious thing that, you know, until the revolution happens and three quarters of the country is dead, I don't
yeah.
I don't think that's ever going to stop, so.
Well, it's a weird, there's a.
And, until Jeff Bezos is the arch villain that we all want him to be.
And Lauren Sanchez, former entertainment reporter, is the villainous wife. Or KTLA, whatever the fuck she did.
Oh, God. Yeah, I think it was KTLA. She was like the entertainment reporter yeah. on KTLA.
What a fuck.
A local girl coming up in the...
What a lucky bitch. What a lucky, smart bitch.
Oh, speaking of conspiracy, I just want to get back to this Lion King, Little Mermaid thing. I wasn't saying that people... I just think that people should have been upset more that Donald Glover got Simba. Not because of fucking anything other than... Jonathan Taylor Thomas probably needs the work. And I bet you his voice has not changed at all. He could have stepped right in there and redone Simba. And I think that I think he needs it.
Right. And he probably still has that same bowl cut, which made him look like a little lion cub.
I think he probably looks the exact same. If only I could Google it. Right now.
Oh, while you Google that, let me wrap up the what I was started to get into. So for our listeners, look, and I know a lot of our listeners are like very fun, cool people. And I get messages, I get like DMs about people like struggling with addiction and things like that. And if you ever are, so if you're, and especially with drugs and alcohol. So, and I know people think they can be sneaky. So yesterday at this dessert bar, I said to my buddy, I go, do you want to try some of this raspberry coolie? Hold on. I do want to wrap this up because it's a nice message for people. And then we're going to get back to JTT.
I know.
So I go, here, take this raspberry. I go, try this. And my buddy Jake, he looks at it. He goes, is there alcohol in this? And again, I've never made a big social media announcement like, you guys, it's been 6 months and it's just being sober as in a picture of me like on a sun at a sunrise because it's nobody's fucking business and I'm not, you know. So,
but I would like to see more pictures of you at a sunrise.
Yeah. I have posted a picture of me, and Karen, who listens and is a good friend of mine. The one picture I do have of me on a taking in a sunrise was with Karen. And spoiler alert, we had been up all night long, all night. And
oh, no, I didn't mean an actual sunrise. I meant like you at a sunrise elderly care center on dance night.
Right. Maybe. You guys, get ready for Dimp Gisco, the special guest.
Gimp. I think you said Dimp Gisco.
Dimp Gisco. It's entirely possible.
Which I like so much better.
Get ready
better.
For Dimp Gisco, brought to you by, brought to you by Pitch Biglet. That's how we make it, like, family friendly.
That's, yeah, exactly. Oh, God, but then he might not sue us, and then all that free press is out the window.
We got to figure out how to do that. Anyway, so I go to my buddy. He's like, is there booze in that? And I said, no. And he goes, oh. And I go, oh, I don't like, I'm not like a drinker anymore. And he was like, oh, yeah. And Lucas was like, yeah. He goes, oh. He goes, and this guy was talking, he goes, well, I know, like, you said the last couple times I saw you, like, you, but I wasn't sure. He goes, it's, you know, because you're always just kind of like, I just wasn't sure. And I go, oh, no, no. I act like I'm on drugs way more now. But that's because I'm not drinking. And he goes, oh. And then this guy next to me, the guy that was hungover, he's like, yeah, I keep thinking about, like, not drinking. And I go, yeah. I said, honestly, I said it was tough. And, like, Lucas, who talks about this, he's open. He did, like, heroin and, like, did all, like, had, like, teeth falling out, did, like, and meth and all kinds of crazy stuff. And I said, yeah. I go, I was drinking, and then I started doing coke. And I'm like, and then I just stopped. I said, I didn't realize I had a problem until, like, right up until the very end. I said, I, you know, you think it's fine and you don't really realize you have a problem. And Lucas, he goes, oh, everyone else did.
And I go, yeah, he
said. I go, really? He goes, dude, people used to come up to me and be like, because they know he's been in recovery for a long time. People used to come up to me and be like, aren't you, like, really good friends with Wendy? And he'd be like, yeah. And they're like, you need to talk to her. She has a fucking problem. And I go, really? He's like, yeah. I go, well,
and then you know what I did? Nothing.
I know. And part of me was like, I didn't know if I was like, I'm like, well, that's nice. I have friends that, like, knew I had a problem. And I'm like, but nobody said anything. And then I was like,
yeah, exactly. No, everyone's behind your back going, man, Wendy is going to kill herself. Do you want to grab, like, a slice or something? Yeah. Like, what?
She's going to be dead in like a month or two. Should we?
I have another spot. Do you want to come?
Yeah.
This girl. I mean, I care enough to talk about it behind her back, but I do not care enough to say something to her face about it.
I know. It's made me feel special, question mark?
Question mark?
It's one of those things because you're like, man, we could say something, but the other thing is she's getting booked kind of a lot, and I'm like, ugh. You know, those are spots we could have.
Yeah, so, like, just let's all throw in on a bag of coke, nobody do any.
Right. It's pretty, so that was a nice moment that I had. So if you're struggling with addiction and you think no one knows, everybody knows. And if no one's saying anything to you, they don't care. So here's what you got to do.
But they are talking about it.
They are talking about it. And if they're not saying it to you, the best revenge is living your best life. So I don't know how this logic works, but if you're struggling in addiction and you're like, wait a minute, no one's saying anything to me, I know your first thought could be, so none of my friends care and they hope I kill myself. And that,
or I don't have a problem.
Yep, it's one of those two. But the other thing, if you go to the my friends don't care about me, go do a double turn and be like, oh, that makes me sad and I'll kill myself. Uh-uh. Be like, you know what? Fuck you. You guys want me to die? I'm going to get better and be alive just to spite you. And then throw it
forever.
Yep. And then throw it in your face. And then you're going to feel like a piece of shit because I'll be alive knowing that you wish I wasn't.
We have said this before. Better yourself, not for yourself, but to hurt others.
Correct. I think that's the only reason to, that's the reason I get out of bed in the morning.
That's the reason I do almost everything.
Not for me.
I do almost nothing for myself.
Right.
I do everything to be like, yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, I do everything out of spite for others. If you think I eat a bucket of cheese and then put on a crop top and walk outside, you think that's for my self-esteem? No, no, no. That is to bum out every single person I see. And then I like, that's the only time I will smoke in public is when I look like I'm 5+ months pregnant.
Yeah, exactly. Just to really confuse people.
Yep, just to make people mad.
That's the only time you drink anymore.
Yeah, is when I look like I'm with child.
And you pat your stomach while drinking.
Yeah, I like to rub it. And I'm like, mommy and baby need their medicine. Just in case it's not totally obvious.
That's the cigarettes for mommy, the drinks for baby.
Right. Cigarette, I don't know if you guys know, it's not good for you because it increases your heart rate. That's one of the reasons it's not good for you.
Yeah, that's the only reason. The only reason it's not good for you is it increases your heart rate.
I'm smoking a cigarette. They're like, you're pregnant, you're smoking. Yeah, I know. It's going to increase our heart rates, but I'm drinking to help calm the baby. Relax.
It's balance. I've ever heard about a speedball?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You can do heroin and cocaine if you do them at the same time. They cancel each other out.
Absolutely. Like the same way that yesterday after this crazy dessert buffet, I came home and I had a hard-boiled egg and celery because protein, fiber.
It's like I almost had not 3,000 calories in dessert for lunch.
Right. It's almost like instead of eating dessert for 3 hours in the day, I was at the gym. It's the same.
Same. It's the totally the same.
Sir, I am a mother. I think I... Please don't tell me how to parent my child.
I want you to do this. Like, I want you to gain, like, 10 pounds. Just eat cottage cheese at midnight. Eat a bucket of cottage cheese at midnight for, like, 2 weeks. And then just go on a fucking bender. Like, just the one time. Just all over New York City.
Well,
you'll be in the New York Post.
I think...
Pregnant woman.
All these other pro-choicers are real. Oh, I'm going to go work as an escort at Planned Parenthood. Fuck you. I'm going to kill my baby in public, in real time. We should do that in St. Louis. I'll do that, and you wear like
an escort. Why? No one would notice. Everyone would just be like, yep.
But she.
You're from here? That's all that would happen. Nothing would fucking happen. Like, it'd just be like, how far along are you as the lady next to you takes a shot? I'm 6 months. That's all that would happen. That's the most trouble you would get in, is an unwanted conversation.
Who's your doctor? We just share doctors? Oh, I have a great doctor. He has heroin in the epidural. It's like, apparently that's bad for your liver. But heroin, if you get clean heroin, it's not terrible. You know, it's from a plant.
This is all that would happen. Yeah.
This is a plant-based epidural.
Now I want to do it just to see how many friends, what mommy club you join in the week that you're here. Mommy drinking club.
That's a great idea. So what's going on with Jonathan Taylor Thomas? Anything exciting?
It's really not that exciting. It's upsetting.
Okay.
The way he looks.
Ah.
I would like, just everyone Google it. He looks like a person, now, he kind of looks similar to a person we used to work with.
Ah.
I know.
Ooh.
Childhood dreams, I know. Google it.
Ah.
I know.
Wait.
That's why I made that face when it first came up.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring the energy down.
To ruin the fucking episode.
We should have kept talking about...
Of all the times we bring up a subject and never go back to it, when it's important, when it's good and it's important.
Yep.
And the one time it's just going to ruin... No one's going to be able to think about when they were 10 and jerked off to Jonathan Taylor Thomas ever again.
I know. The one time we follow up... I think the only time we followed up on any conversation that we've
started. On anything, ever.
The only time we followed through on any idea, we're like, oh, we got to talk about this, we got to talk about that.
We got to get back to JTT.
And can I tell you, and I'm looking at the recording time, and we're close to an hour. So we got to figure out, because we are going to record a Patreon. There were a couple things that we did for sure want to talk about that we talked about last night.
Yes.
Like, one is a very serious thing.
We'll talk about that on the Patreon, and then we'll talk about it next week.
Yeah. And the other thing is also,
my foot?
Megan went to the fucking ER for her foot. She was like, we'll talk about it on the pod. And we talked about you and a reason that you hurt your knees. And I had a very funny callback that I was going to talk about you icing your knees. Oh, I already had a funny callback ready to go when you talked about, and I'm just going to spoiler because it's funny. Megan hurt her knees dancing, which we'll talk about.
Skanking. I hurt my knees at a Real Big Fish and Aquabat show. Skanking. Like I was 14 again and had my whole fucking life ahead of me.
Yeah. So when did you
get... And instead, I hurt my knees. That's where I'm at in my life.
Yeah,
and now Wendy's going to say something hilarious about it.
You went skanking. I texted Megan yesterday, and we're going to talk about this on the Patreon, and then next week we'll talk about it more. But Megan and I have not been on the phone for a couple weeks. We've been texting back and forth. It's still fine. I think with a couple episodes, the intros, I had to be like, we didn't break up. We're still together. Your moms are still together. We love you guys.
We love you very much.
And we talked.
And if we did ever break up, it's 100% your fault.
Oh, yeah.
It's 100%. If we ever part ways, it's your fault.
Right.
As friends, as listeners, as our sons and daughters, we blame you.
Right. And so we want you to know that. But we didn't break up. And yesterday, and you were like, I got to ice my knees. And we're on the phone. And Megan tells me, I went to Real Big Fish. I went skanking. I hurt my knees. And can I tell you, because I thought, oh, the story's going to come up. I, from the beginning of the show, when you started bringing up all those other show idea names, I've been sitting on this fucking callback. And I'm like, talk about your fucking just skanking.
Get it out.
So that
get
I can out. Say, now that sounds like a real gimp disco.
End it there and end it there forever.
That goddamn world keeps spinning around. And it's so fucked up. It brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I can get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand.